but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. I sure wish your voicemail applied to me. I'm still trying to talk to the kids, and obviously I'm still in love with you, and I'm trying to reconcile with you. I think it'd be, just so you know, there was a couple of emails that went back and forth between your dad and I a few days ago, and my last response to him, which he did not reply to, was in video form, and it was obviously sent to you, which I'm assuming it was blocked and you haven't seen it. But I sent it to others, you know, like our son, who my last understanding is still with you. So he has a copy of it, and whether or not he's watched it or ignored it, I don't know. But if you were to watch that, you would find, I think, someone who is trying to look at the scripture, remember the Bible, something that you and I used to share, and try to understand the Lord's commands and follow through on it. And I set that before your dad as a challenge, a very direct challenge. And I would suggest that the contention is an act of love, because I'm pursuing reconciliation with your dad. I want that. I really do want that. As much as I want, well, obviously I want my reconciliation with you more than anything, but as I want reconciliation with you, the kids, and whatnot, I do want reconciliation with your dad and your brother. Your brother obviously has gone silent. He said, oh, no, I'm not, and he went silent and has remained so now for about 6 months. And your dad, every once in a while, pipes up and does a little polite nothingness, but will not... what was said in the email, in the video, I think is very applicable. And I hope if you were to take a moment and listen to it again, you would find it as an act of love, both towards him, towards our kids, and towards you. I am just a follower of Christ, trying to do what the Lord commands and reconcile with you and reconcile with your dad. I hope one day that'll be shared. I love you, and I am indeed striving for reconciliation.